This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Investigators are still evaluating the scene at an Atascadero elementary school after threatening letters and a hazardous package were left on campus last week. The school remains closed, forcing San Gabriel Elementary students to continue class at different campuses throughout the district. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell spoke with the superintendent to learn more about the process.
District staff spent about 12 hours Sunday planning how to offer school to nearly 600 students who could not return to San Gabriel's campus Monday. Atascadero Unified Superintendent Tom Butler says they quickly prepared the three other campuses for the influx, including students and teachers. Butler says in his 26 years working in education, he's never seen such a complex situation.
The normal routine of school has been so reassuring to students and staff that keeping in the routines, keeping relationships that are positive, connected, keeping students with their friends, students with their teachers and other support staff. That's really what we've learned out of this.
Butler says, in addition, food and transportation needs have also been met during this period. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.